What about the other parts of the regimen, particularly the choice of taxanes? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, when you look overall, if you look at gemcitabine, nalbuphine, docetaxel, paclitaxel, the overall results are similar. There may be modest differences, and some of the studies have shown differences in the 10 to 15% range. But again, I think it's difficult to be dogmatic about any one of these. I like each one of those agents in different aspects. So I do look at it if neuropathy is likely to be a problem, such as in patients who have an alcoholic history, a diabetic history, I'm really not very likely to use paclitaxel. If hair loss is a big issue for the patient, of course it is an issue for everybody, then gemcitabine is a slightly better choice, or maybe even nalbuphine as far as that's concerned. But, you know, I use a fair amount of docetaxel, I use some gemcitabine, I use a fair amount of vinorelbine as well. You know, I think it's difficult to choose among these unless going by your own experience if you find that they're well done.